Coach McKillop joins us at courtside. We'll get to the Davidson scoring totals after we hear from Coach McKillop. Coach, your observations, please.
Well, I think the field goal percentage is a clear indication of how we were completely knocked on our heels by our inability to make good decisions, to be disciplined about sticking in the system, and to be detailed. And you could see we made 13 baskets, John. We had 10 assists, but we also had 14 turnovers. And we just can't shoot 29% and 25% from three and expect to win too many games.
Coach, was the shot selection good, or was it to account for that field goal percentage? How do you see that?
Well, here's the thrust of what we prepared. We said that we use a terminology called boo dribbling, boo shooting, boo passing. When a defender gets into you, either in your hold of the ball, your pass of the ball, your dribble of the ball, or even your cut, and you react and you retaliate rather than instigate, when you're the guy and he's the aggressor and you're back on your heels, you're going too fast. So I think we went too fast with our dribbles. We went too fast with our shots. Our cuts were being made, and we're running around, but because there was pressure on the ball, the guy with the ball then dribbled. So he's dribbling as our guys are cutting around, and they can't be seen because the guy's under duress with the dribble. And the concept of spacing, which we saw in the second half, when we started the second half and we spaced them out, we got that lesson. And I think we made a couple of easy passes, spaced out. We got a couple of easy threes, and that's how we got the five-point lead. And then all of a sudden, we went back to the over-dribbling and put ourselves in jeopardy by trying to score with a home run shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a consistent part of the last 10 minutes of the second half.
We talked before the game, and you knew exactly what kind of defense you were going to see tonight and how you wanted to attack it.
And credit Fordham, they play terrific defense. So let's be candid about that. They played very good defense. But for us, to make some of the decisions with our shots tonight, we just can't afford that.
Coach, defensively, I don't think you – well, you tell me how you graded the team defensively.
Our biggest obstacle this year seems to be our inability to defend the three-point line. And tonight was a classic example. It seemed to me that we defended the arc pretty well up until it got out to the three-point line. And, they made some pivotal threes against us, and I thought we were not as aggressive as we needed to be in terms of challenging the three.
I know that the rebounding stats on paper don't look good. What was it in your mind? What was the rebounding picture?
The rebounding picture was that we took three-pointers. They had inside position. We were outside because we were constantly chasing, trying to get open. We were never positioned in the interior. So missing 32 shots and only getting six offensive rebounds is not a good reflection of good rebounding, but I think that's the response to bad positioning because of the way they got us away from the basket.
It was so many ebbs and flows to the game. I thought when Jordan Watkins got fouled on the three-point shot and made the three free throws that Davidson might separate themselves at that point.
Yeah, you know, we had the five-point lead, and then they came down, they buried a three right away. And, there again, it's that three. And here you have Antoine Anderson making three out of five. And they shot 9 for 21, which is 43% from three, and they're a 31-32% three-point shooting team.
Overall, Coach, a final observation about the game.
Not real pleased, John. We've got as hard as our guys work, as well as they game plan, the ability from them to transition from work ethic and practice, from game plan and team meetings and film room sessions, to transition to execution with the lights on and the pressure of live contact, it's not a good performance for us.
Thank you, Coach, for coming by.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about tonight's game, won by Fordham 60-54.